Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Testicles.
Testicles?
Thought I'd change it up a little bit.
All right. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Howdy.
Welcome to episode number 99 of the old podcast.
99. Man, 99. You know that's getting real close to.
100?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You can count.
I did mass. Wow, look at me. Yay. That means, wait a minute, so this is, let me do that, hold on, this is 99, or this is 98, right? So, we're one away?
One away.
Wow.
It's a big countdown.
All right,
we better
show's
be doing,
over, my brain hurts now, we gotta go.
You better be doing something special.
We gotta do something special, man.
Yeah, we have to. It's the big 100.
Yep, we should, I don't know, I'm trying to think of what we should do, you know?
Fireworks.
Maybe.
Out of Dave's beard.
I thought you were going to say butt, but... And no, we were putting a firework. Let's go! I don't know what to do. What do you guys think? We should get some old friends on the show for sure.
Yeah, it was something you've been talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think that we should find people who know us and get them to come talk to us.
Well, we should find people that like us. Because people that know us don't come on.
This is a bad idea. Never mind.
Right?
Let's not do this anymore.
This is sounding like a really bad episode already.
So what have you guys been up to in the past week or two?
I watched Daredevil.
Yeah, I'm episode one into it because I've been really busy this past week, and we'll talk about that, but I was able to... I wanted to devote the time to watch it instead of just having it on in the background,
gotcha.
You know what I mean? So probably watched a lot more this weekend, for sure.
Yeah, well, it's a three-day weekend this weekend.
Not for me.
Awesome.
For you.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
Okay.
What else have I been? I've been really busy with the Kickstarter stuff. Me and Justin are working pretty hard to get that up so it can be ready by April 2nd.
I'm sure you are.
Working hard to get it up?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Lots and lots of grease, guys.
He was like, wait, what?
It took me a second like to realize you're making a phallic joke here.
Of course we are. So yeah, you showed us a preview of the Kickstarter a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I showed you a little bit
close,
of the video.
Man. It's cool. I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you. I did not see Batman versus Superman, which is everyone's talking about.
I did, and I'll talk about that. No spoilers, because I don't want to be that guy, but...
The trailer already did it for everybody,
In a way, yes, it did, but... Yeah, there's a little bit more.
There's a little bit more surprises left in the movie?
How good or bad it is, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it at the Alamo Drafthouse because I didn't want to have to like fight through traffic to get to the IMAX theater.
So Bill, our lovely Instagram guru, texted me earlier. I'm going to go see Batman vs. Superman. I'll let you know. I'll text you afterwards.
And
all he said was, so not worth it.
Oh, that's sad because Bill's usually like a positive review even for like okay movies.
Yep, so... I went and saw the sneak preview on Tuesday night. So
was
a couple
it on
days
Tuesday?
Ago. It was on Tuesday.
Wow.
So Joe Nathan from The Zone, say, hey, do you want to come see it? I was like...
Where was my invite?
If I'm going to talk about it on the show, I might... Because you only can only get one.
Oh, sure.
So I was like, if I'm going to go talk
so
about it
on
the
show... So now you know where you stand.
How convenient.
Right? If I'm going to talk about it on the show, I might as well go see it so I can give a real opinion. Yeah. So one thing that did surprise me, though, that I did not think would be enjoyable,
Wonder Woman is
Batman. He's actually really good at that character.
Yeah, everyone says his chin's amazing.
It is pretty amazing. It's chiseled. And then when he
has that
facial hair growing,
has that great butt chin going on in that, that mask.
He surprised me at how much I liked him. Even as Bruce Wayne.
I was about to say,
really
is he good Bruce Wayne too?
Yeah, he is. I think so. He's a little bit older, so he's like a little bit more grizzled, and he's just trying to... He basically says, I'm tired of fighting... criminal that just come. He's going to return and return and return. I want to do something special in my life.
He wants to
Maybe
kill.
He should start killing him.
Yeah, he should go punish her.
There's a fucking scene in that movie that plays out like a horror movie with Batman. It's pretty crazy.
Is it the nightmare scene
No.
that they showed in the trailer?
No, not the nightmare scene. But just the way they shot and edited, that was actually pretty cool. But
do you see any Suicide Squad stuff or Joker stuff?
There's hints to that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
To maybe.
But you don't. But do you get an appearance of Joker at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in the 3 hour R-rated version that comes out on Blu-ray, you might.
They're gonna have to do something to save that movie, because I don't know. It's like a mixed grab of reviews.
Yeah. Right, so all I got to say, it's a Zack Snyder movie. Zack Snyder movies. I really liked Watchmen.
Watchmen was great.
But everything else has always been a convoluted fucking mess. You don't know what's going on. We're talking about
Dawn of the Dead wasn't bad.
Which one?
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead was good.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that one. That was good. Can't think of any others.
I liked Man of Steel. There are inherent problems, but that's just me being biased because I'm a Superman fan.
We talked about Man of Steel earlier, that one of the big problems with that movie is just scenes just flowed together and never. It was like one scene after another. Nothing really congealed, you know what I mean? It didn't feel like a real movie.
I described it as, it felt like 2 hours of dream sequences tacked onto each other, that none of the scenes seemed to be paced correctly. They didn't end naturally. They didn't start naturally. The one, you know, how they moved from one to another didn't feel right. And I felt like that through the whole of Man of Steel, that I'm like, what? Just give me a second to catch up.
You will feel the same way on this movie, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he did take a little bit of the criticism he got from Man of Steel and made it a little bit better. But it's definitely his style. So if you don't like his style, you might not like the movie. But as a cool comic book movie, it's definitely worth seeing in the theater. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a fun movie. Just, it's not really smart, you know what I mean? It's not like, that was the best movie I've ever seen.
Drop your expectations at the door.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because mine have been consistently low for this movie.
If you want to go see a movie where Batman, if you want to see a movie where Batman eventually will fight Superman for a little bit, this is the movie you want to see.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
Like that? The fight scenes, they drag out the whole marketing campaign for a little bit of a fight scene?
Well, it's a decent enough long scene.
Okay.
But something, you know, happens to break that up.
Of course.
And it happens like that. And they're like, oh, hey, what's up, buddy? I'm like, oh, fuck, really? Just like that, they change? Come on.
Yeah.
No. No spoilers.
Spoilers-ish.
Yeah. But I will tell you, the biggest applause in that whole theater, I was at a full IMAX theater, all press and, like, sneak preview people. When Wonder Woman first shows up on screen in costume, everybody exploded, and it was like
in their pants.
Some of them probably did.
She is pretty hot.
Yeah,
she's Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. She really is Israeli.
She's Israeli.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I mean, she has that Amazonian Mediterranean definitely look.
Cool.
It fits.
Going off the trailer that it showed on the CW, mm-hmm. I'm kind of more excited for the Wonder Woman movie than
sure.
Anything else they showed.
And not to spoil any of the Justice League characters, but there is appearances of everything that's going to be coming up, you know what I mean?
Oh, with yeah. Sneaks. So we see a little bit of Cyborg and Flash and Aquaman.
Aquaman. Those are all, seeing Aquaman. Who's
those are
Aquaman?
All the people that they showed on CW.
Who's so. Aquaman?
Khal Drogo.
Is he the one that is underwater?
Yeah. Talks to fish.
Oh. Not Namor, right?
No, not Namor. That's Marvel.
Oh, okay. Same character, though.
Exact same character. Except some would argue Namor is a little bit more badass than
Aquaman.
Which
one came first, though? Probably Namor, because he's been around since like the 40s, because he was one of the original superheroes.
I don't know. He has a cooler Torch, name, though, than
Submariner.
He has a lot
is
cooler.
Is Submariner better than Aquaman?
Namor is a cooler name.
Right, but a Submariner?
No, I don't think so.
Why don't you, they should just
like call him Submarine?
Our underwater guy.
Yeah. What else? I've been playing a fuck of a load of Broforce.
I'm really far in that game. I actually...
What part are you at?
Like level 14 or 15, something like that.
So you finished the alien portion of the game.
Yeah.
So you're on like the hell... on Earth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Yeah. That game is so fucking good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I think that's what gave me Carpal Tunnel.
Probably.
It might have been that game right there.
I would believe that.
And a almost a heart attack for yelling at the screen so much.
And the shit you were complaining about, how the game freezes in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. It happens for everybody.
It happens to me too.
I was listening to another podcast. I listen to the CADcast every week, and they're like, yeah, it happens. I'm like, that's a fucking, it's everybody then.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know how many times I died because of that thing?
Yep. But at least they never put you in a situation where it happens, like bullets are coming at you in the beginning of the level, you have to jump out of the way.
It does happen.
Not
like
as early, much.
Like in the middle of the game.
Right, but it only happens. That's true. Just don't die.
Oh, yeah, just don't die.
Yeah, it's easy. Don't die.
You got to maneuver yourself really early in those first few seconds
right.
to where you can have time to.
I did finish Lego Marvel Avengers to 100%.
One hundy, huh?
One hundy. Now I'm just waiting for the DLC stuff to come out.
What DLC stuff?
There's a bunch of levels coming out. Like, I know there's some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff coming out. There's a Doctor Strange classic level, a bunch of different levels.
Cool.
I got the season pass. I'm just waiting.
Are you going to get the Doctor Strange before the movie stuff?
It says classic, so it's comic book based.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. That's cool. How they get away with that.
Yeah.
But
although,
there is a
rumor
coming out for Ant-Man, though.
There is a rumor we're going to see some Doctor Strange teaser at the end of Civil War.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. That's what I'm reading.
Civil War is very close.
I already bought my movie tickets for that.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Going to see that on Thursday night at IMAX. No, Friday night on IMAX.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that movie.
Yeah, it looks stupid good.
What do you say?
For Civil War?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a return to form for Marvel movies. I think it's going to be great. I really enjoyed the last Captain America
movie. Winter Soldier.
It was one of the better Marvel. And most of them have been good. And I think it was one of the better ones.
Yeah. There will not be a Senator Stern in this next one because, unfortunately, the day we're recording this show,
Gary Shandling
passed away.
Passed away.
That was a shock, too, man.
Medical emergency. They said, I don't know what that means right now at this point.
Well, the article I read that said he was, talking to a friend this morning on the phone, and, you know, I think he had a massive heart attack is what happened. And they called ambulance, and he died at the hospital.
Hmm. Damn.
So, 66 years old, that's young. A lot of people have been dying that young
66
age.
66 is not young.
Young enough.
Is it, though?
When I make it to my 80s, I'll be like, all right. No, 80s, so, 90s, yeah, I'm good.
If I remember correctly, I was talking about before we started recording that he was on one of the more recent episodes of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which is a Jerry Seinfeld
thing. That show
is
great.
I love it. I think it's really interesting. And he was on it, and they actually talk about that.
Having a heart attack?
About at what point do you go from, well, he was too young to, well, yeah. Like, they actually, like, have that discussion.
So, if it's too young, dude, this is going to put mortality in your face. I'm 23 years away from that age.
It's a whole, like, young person's life.
Yeah, but no, that's not right.
You know how much shit happens in 23 years, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm closer to death in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Gary Shandling. Now I'm all freaked out alone.
You're not going to die at 66.
I hope not. 65, you know. Maybe. 64 from the other room. She called it.
All right. So she's predicting your death now.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, she knows because she's planning it, so.
There you go.
She knows what day, age and what day and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm fucking done with him. Here you go. Here, drink this. It's good for you.
All of a sudden, you're getting real sick.
You know I will never drink tea. So if you ever offer me tea, there's something really bad about to happen.
Crimson Peak. Yeah.
That's right. So you've been watching have you gone to the movies recently?
No.
I saw Zootopia.
Oh yeah, the last.
Did you see Zootopia?
Yes, I
really want to see that.
That's the last movie I saw. I think I talked about that on the last episode.
What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it a lot.
I've heard it's like the best Disney movie in a long time.
I mean, it was very good.
Okay,
I'm trying to think of like what the last few would have been that people would be comparing it to.
Big Hero 6.
It's better than Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6 was okay, but it wasn't great.
I enjoyed
Big
Hero 6.
That was like the last big Disney animated movie besides Frozen.
Frozen. Oh.
It was better than Frozen.
My ball
was
hair is better than Frozen.
Wreck-It Ralph, a Disney animated movie?
Yes. That was good.
Yeah. So it's I put it on par with all those with Big Hero 6 and Wreck-It Ralph.
It was better than Big Hero 6. I'd say it was probably around Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
I liked Zootopia a lot. I loved the messages that they snuck in the movie, and they like crunch it down to where it's kind of comprehensible for no matter how old you are. And
so, without being spoilery, kind of the theme of the movie is don't be a bigot.
An asshole.
Don't be a bigot.
Well, really?
Is really what the movie's about. Is yeah, that's really what it boils down to. But they handle it in kind of unexpected ways without getting too preachy about it. Because to me, that's real dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Because it gets real easy to...
It's a kid's movie, too.
Yeah, and it's a kid's movie. And that kind of stuff... movies who try to tackle stuff like that can very easily fall into getting too preachy about it. And it becomes more about that than it becomes about telling the story effectively and making you care about the characters, because they're just trying to hit you over the head with, this is the message of the movie.
Basically turns into Fernbelly.
Kind of. But
Avatar, same movie.
I felt like they handled it pretty well. And I actually...
It was funny, too.
I told my wife after we watched it that... normally, this kind of thing has those problems that I just described. But that in a world where Donald Trump is a serious contender for, for president, I'm really glad this movie exists. Right.
So. Very true. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I just haven't had any free time. So
I'd be down to see that again. That looks good. You? Yeah, I would just see that again.
You know, we just had this past Sunday, thank you, Dave, for being there and helping out a lot, but we talked about my friend and mentor, Bill Bates, who passed away. We did our benefit show for him last Sunday at the Scout Bar, and I've been spending a lot of time preparing for that, getting the auction stuff together, raffle stuff, everything in order for the show, and it was a fucking amazing show, I gotta tell you that much.
It was a great deal of fun for me. I had a really good time there.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, I don't want to say that and, you know, sound like I'm being insensitive to what it was about,
right,
but really the event was intended to be a fun memorial.
It was intended to celebrate his life, mm-hmm, celebrate his love of the music, of metal, and his friends that were there. It was not meant, the somber part was his funeral and the viewing and all that stuff. That's the part where I'm sad I lost my friend. But this was a celebration of his life. This was a way to help his family make money to pay off some of the bills that were racked up while he was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a great job there. We had a lot of cool auction stuff that went really well. Like his mom, his family was there for a while, and they've never been experienced with some of these bands. Like, yeah, so... Which is fun, but I wish
they weren't
stuck
big
around.
Spectral Manifest fans.
I think they might have left before Spectral, but I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember what time they actually left, but Orchorectomy, one of the I hope I'm saying that band name correctly. They're very gore grindy. Yeah, they're very different. But you might be able to see part of the show because I had a video team with me. So if you guys are listening, thank you to Fernando, thank you to Alex, and thank you to Gia, my coworkers, for filming the show. We had three cameras going. We have a static wide shot. We had gimbals. We had the whole shebang. And I have like 400 or 500 gigs worth of footage to try to edit something with.
Have fun.
He's looking at me like, fuck that.
I've been editing our Kickstarter video for the past 4 days.
I know.
I've been wanting to go crazy. So.
I know. It's going to be a massive thing, but... I want to release it out there for people to see who weren't able to come, you know? We have some amazing stuff, like some of the bands that played. You know, let's talk about what bands did you enjoy the most?
Well, this was kind of an interesting experience for me because, number one, I didn't know Bill.
Right.
I was not personally friends with him. We only ever spoke one time. We talked about that briefly. I got to see so many people who did know him personally and, you know, got to listen to people tell their stories. Yep. And, you know, just kind of meet people in the scene that I'd never met before. I got to see bands who are, you know, have been performing locally for some time that
right.
I've not gotten to see before. So like Spectral Manifest.
Yes.
I'd never seen them before.
I hadn't seen them before?
No. And I really enjoyed their set.
They're good. They're a good band. They really are.
Yeah.
That's why he quit the show.
That was fun. And, see, Spectral Manifest was good. The Scourge was really fucking good.
Okay, so we played The Scourge on the last episode of MSRcast. Mm-hmm. Those guys are amazing local band. So amazing that they had to, James Rivera from Hellstar pulled the bass player into Hellstar.
Yeah.
And also pulled the guitar player Andrew into his Sabbath Judas Sabbath project. So they played double duty that night.
Yes, they did.
So they did the Scourge set, and then they did a full James Rivera, you know, Sabbath
extravaganza.
Because they played some Hellstar stuff. They played some Saxon. They played stuff that Bill was really into. And I regret by not seeing more of them, but they were playing around the time
you were trying.
We were trying to finish up all the auction stuff and get all the payments through and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got to listen to it. Didn't get to see it all, but so let's talk about the band that did play. Orchiectomy. Just joined very late into the game. I'd never seen them before.
Are you going in order?
I think I'm going in order.
Okay, because I wasn't there right at the beginning, so I don't think I saw them.
Serpientes de Fuego.
Yeah, I don't think I saw them.
That's a good friend of Bill and mine. His name is Luis Martinez. That's his new band. I didn't even know that until they got up on stage.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, I know that guy.
What the hell? Blood of an Outlaw. I have never heard them before.
I think that's where I came in.
That was
while they were playing.
They're actually opening up for Fear Factory this weekend. So another band that I never heard of, Aegis.
Aegis.
I really liked them. Yeah, they sent me some of their music, so we're going to be playing them on future shows.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of them before, but I really enjoyed their set.
Brutally Mutilated, who I've never seen, but I know the name. Bag of Tricks. Oh, hold on. Spectral Manifest. Desecrate the Face played next. They blew me away. They are fucking tight.
Yeah,
they're really good. If you like fucking brutal death metal like that,
yeah,
they're really good.
I will admit that I wasn't really paying that much attention during their set. I was doing other stuff, but yeah, they were certainly a tight brutal death metal band for sure.
Spectral Manifest played next, which is, like we mentioned before, Papa Josh, who used to be my co-host, and the first guy I ever did MSRcast with, that's his band. They've been going for a while, and you know, they played because Bill did so much for their band and for the label that Josh does called Dreadlayer. And the only thing you can do is to pay respect and to pay tribute is to play. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you have the ability to. So the next was Bag of Tricks, who I didn't really know that well or heard of them before, but
that was a contentious set.
There was a lot of feedback during that set. Like, I'll say that much. Every time the guy started talking or singing, like, all right, dude, fix your fucking mic. But let's move on from that. The Scourge played next, and I gotta tell you, all three of my guys that came to video told me that band is amazing. They're really good.
They're not metalheads. They're like next level good. This band, like,
Gia doesn't know shit about metal, right? She'll be the first to admit that. She's like, these guys are really good. They sound like Judas Priest. I'm like,
yeah.
If that's your opinion and your place of comparison, yeah, sure, they do.
I think right before they went on. I think that was the time that Sean the Metal Pigeon showed up.
Yes.
And I was hanging out with him for a while. I walked away and then came back and stood next to him for the end of the Scourge's set. And when it was over, he was like, who was that? I said, that was a Scourge. And he goes, that was the Scourge? Because I guess he has seen them before and they weren't great.
Oh, really?
I guess that's what he was saying.
But so I guess playing with James Rivera will make you
better. They've come a long way, apparently. But no, they sounded on a different level. Like when they were performing, it was like, and not to say anything about the other bands that played before, but there's a difference in your stage presence and your audio quality and all that stuff between, like, you know, your local band and a band who is kind of a has international renown kind
of thing.
And has their shit together. That was a band that had their shit together. And they sounded great.
I will give you a copy of their EP. It's really good.
Cool.
Next was a band that everybody was looking forward to, Oceans of Slumber, yep. who are fucking hitting it huge right
yes.
now. They're about to go on tour next week to Europe with My Dying Bride. And Little Birdies told me they have a lot of major festivals in Europe coming this summer.
I've heard that as well.
Yep. And some major tour announcements too soon. So we tried.
I talked to Dauber briefly after their set.
Yep.
And I told them, I don't know him real well, but right. I was talking to him and I said that, you know, I'm really happy for them. And I'm really excited for all of the opportunities and stuff that they have coming up. Cause I know how hard he's worked.
Yes. Yes.
To get them there.
I've known Dauber for probably like 20 years now, 20 years. It feels like it's been a long time and he fucking deserves it. Everybody in that band deserves the notoriety that they are getting right now. They're signed to Century Media Records. I mean, they deserve to be big. I mean, cause they have their music. Anybody can listen to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause it's very moody. It's very, but it still has the influences of everything that they started listening to. So it has that, the Anathema influence. It has that Paradise Lost. It has that TXDM shit in there. They'll fucking grind out every once in a while in a song. You're like, where the fuck did that come from? It's a great album.
Yeah. It's very good. But anyway, I was telling him, you know, giving him my congratulations on their success. To paraphrase, he basically said that he's never worked harder in his life than he has been right now, that he is busting ass.
I'll tell you, he was supposed to come over here tonight to record. We're going to do both episodes. He was going to be on Metal Geeks and MSR Cast. We've finally been trying to do that new interview with him, but he's leaving for Europe Tuesday, and there's just a lot of shit going on. So we're trying to reschedule it, but it's just hectic in his life right now, man. They're being featured everywhere. So.
Yeah.
Not on our lowly podcast, but then, of course, we mentioned Sabbath, Judas Sabbath, James Rivera, one of Bill's great friends in life. One of the reasons Hellstar really made it was because Bill supported them back in the day and, you know, played them on the radio and did little, you know, started booking shows for him, things like that. That and, you know, Bill, actually, James was really appreciative of that, and Min and I asked him, hey, would you play Bill's tribute show? And yes, I don't know what the rest of the band is going to say yes, but I'm saying yes. So, and Hellstar just got signed to Dave Ellison's heavy metal label.
Yeah.
EMP, I think, is what it's called?
Something like EM something, actually. Yeah. I didn't know that David Ellison had a record label before they announced this news, so that was two bits of information that I got in one. So.
Exactly right. And like James just posted a picture on Facebook earlier. He's playing a show tonight, and he pulled up in a fucking tour bus already. He's like, one day and I have a tour bus. Like, there you go. He's finally going to be a rock star. He's been living the rock star life for 20 years. Now he's going to actually be that.
That's
I'm
funny.
Happy for them too, man.
Yeah.
Houston, man, making it. Because we talked about, I think on the last MSR cast, we were talking about the biggest metal bands that ever come out of Houston.
Okay.
And we were talking about, like, so the first one you got to mention is, like, King's X, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They made it pretty big. Dead Horse is one of the biggest underground successes to ever come out of Houston. Who else can you think of? Hellstar, definitely.
Yeah, Hellstar.
I've got to put Oceans of Slumber on that short list now.
Yes.
Anybody else can you think of? I mean, Galactic Cowboys for a while were...
Are they from Houston?
They're from Houston. They're from Katy, actually.
Okay. All right.
You could say ZZ Top, because they're heavier.
Nah.
Okay. Rock music.
I'm not putting them on my list.
Anybody else you can think of?
Not really.
That's really
I'm also, I will add though, I'm also not from here.
It's true.
So.
You're from up north,
I'm
right?
from Dallas.
Yeah, up north. Yeah. Northerner.
Yep, I'm damn near a Yankee.
I know, right?
Almost a Yankee.
If you're further than 3 hours away, you're not you're not from Texas. So, I mean, it was a great show. It was, I wish all of his friends could have been here, especially people from out of town. So, but like I said, I do have about 300 or 400 gigs of footage to sort through. So if you weren't there, maybe you will be able to see the show, see parts of the show. And we still have a PayPal account set up. So if you want to donate $1, $5, $20, whatever it is, you can send an email through PayPal to masterfulcag@gmail.com. and all the money goes right back into his family. And I think we're actually there's a banner that Keo, that used to be in Anguish in Exile, made. It was a tribute banner. We're trying to get that original artwork. We're going to make a T-shirt out of it, and we're going to make magnets for people. So that's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
So I think we still have other ideas for, you know, to keep his legacy moving on. You know what I mean? That and these Dead Horrors demo tapes that I have next to me that were his, that are pretty special, man. It's really cool. So I guess we're talking about metal. You want to talk about George Hates Metal? Because you haven't said anything in a while. He's like,
I wasn't at the show, unfortunately. I had a personal family thing to go to. So it is what it is.
Yes, I know. Exactly. But let's talk about the George Hates Metal segment, what your homework was.
What was the name of it? Flesh God something.
Flesh God Apocalypse.
There you go.
New album just came out.
Called King. Yeah.
Actually, I have...
Carrie's
digging it here, actually. I have the actual physical CD.
Wow.
That was one of Bill's last promos that he ever got.
I was about to say, like, wow, people still buy CDs. But
people still buy CDs,
so
motherfucker.
I had a feeling that you were you gave this band to me so you can pull to my love for movie heartstrings.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because that's what roped me into liking the band a little bit, was that they totally have, like, a movie score-esque
sound. Oh, yeah. It's death metal with a movie score mixed together.
Totally. It's awesome. So it's not bad. The vocalist thing, it takes a little getting used to, but once you kind of like understand what kind of music you're listening to, it's good. I liked it. It was enjoyable.
The production's really, really, really well
done. Very
good
on this one.
Because you could have one louder than the other, and it just, okay, that just sounds like a garbled mess now. Like, but the mixture of the, like, the orchestration and
yeah,
the
we were
guitars.
Talking about that before we recorded, Dave and I. We were saying, like the orchestra mixed really well with their music and never really seemed out of place.
Right. And a lot of bands have tried orchestrating, you know, their music before. Like, you know, Metallica did that, and Paradise Lost just recently did it. Jimmy Borger's done it a lot. Yeah. But
if you're not familiar with Flesh God Apocalypse, first of all, you should be. But if you've not heard them before, basically their whole, gimmick, I guess you could say, their whole thing, though, is to draw these neoclassical influences, the orchestration and that kind of song writing.
It's like Rhapsody of Fire, but a death metal band.
It's like Rhapsody of Fire and like Yngwie Malmsteen is a death metal band. It's a tech death metal band.
Yeah.
And
brutal tech death. I mean,
yeah,
there's some brutal
and
stuff
it is
on this
heavy
album.
As fuck. Yeah. Their drummer is fucking sick.
So
and
yeah, it's good.
The I feel like this new album, I missed the I think I missed their last album. So I don't have much to say on that one, but I feel like this album pulls off the mix between the classical music and the death metal better than they have done up to this point.
Oh, so they've done this type before?
Yeah. Yeah, this has kind of been their thing.
Gotcha.
There's an opera song on this album, too.
Yeah.
Like a full-blown operatic interlude song.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that far. I only listened to the first three tracks.
Yeah. It's a really good album. I mean...
Is it? I've only actually listened to it all the way through, I think, twice at this point. Is it a concept album? Is there an overarching story?
I don't know if there's a story, but it... You know, the premise is about... It's called King, but... I'm not really sure. If you want to... I think the best track on the album, if you want to go check it out, go to Spotify... While you still can listen to heavy metal music on there.
Well, what's going on there?
Hold on, we'll talk about that. There's a rumor going around. I don't know if it's true or not.
I think
it's... But the song called The Fool, which is track number 4, I think that's the most accessible song on the album because of a little bit of clean vocals as well. And it's
that's first, like the fourth track, right?
The fourth track, yeah.
You played that before we started.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was actually really good song.
It's actually really accessible, so I mean... But it's a really good album. If you like Septic Flesh and that type of stuff, that's a little bit more... It's brutal tech death, but it has a little bit of, like, you know, this orchestration, like the movie score epicness to it.
Yeah.
This is the band that you're looking for.
Yeah, it was very enjoyable. So I'd give it, like, a solid 3.5, maybe 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking hate it.
I was not expecting that.
No, me
actually.
Either.
So.
Well, like I said, y'all are trying to pull at my heartstrings for the love of
That was a little bit of an easy like softball to you.
Well, because you know what kind of music I like already. So
next, we're never going to give you a stoner rock band or a stoner
never.
Metal band.
Because I have been listening to a lot of that, apparently.
Well, you like High on Fire now?
Their latest album's pretty good.
I think I saw them with Gwar one time. I can't remember who they were with, but I've seen them a couple times, actually.
I saw them with probably Opeth, I think, at one point.
That was it. Yeah, I remember that
show.
It
was them and Baroness opened for Opeth.
That was like 4 years ago?
Something like that,
yeah. Okay.
And I've been listening to another band called Droids Attacks.
Droids Attack?
Yeah, or Attack. Yeah, yeah. Droids Attack.
We played a little bit of that earlier.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You definitely like your stoner rock. Which is nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
You have your genre.
Sure.
There's a lot of bands I can introduce you to that you might not know about in that genre. So
yep.
Cool. Now that we have your foot in the door, now we have to kick your ass through that door. And then you're like, oh, I want something heavier than this. I'm like, all right, we'll get you something heavier.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the way it works, right?
Of course.
Then we'll have to, but we can never change the segment title. We have to still keep it George Hates Metal.
Why not?
We can't change it to George Loves Metal.
Yeah,
now.
I never said I didn't not like metal, so.
No, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and not so many words, but yeah, you did.
I never said that. I just said the music you liked was not my type.
So.
That's all.
You talked a little bit about Daredevil. I'm gonna watch definitely more of it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But
we can talk about the first episode if you want.
We could. Let's talk about the first episode. Have you seen it at all?
I haven't watched any of the new season yet.
Okay,
so
we won't spoil the
first
episode. But we'll,
not like we spoiled Batman vs. Superman. But not
well.
Really.
The trailer did that.
Yeah, that's true.
Daredevil season 2, there's a lot of stuff that they improved from season 1,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of things that they kind of just let fall on the floor, in my opinion, by the end of season 2.
That's disheartening.
Well, I mean, it's a great season, great show. It's not flawless.
Right. Okay.
I mean,
that's good.
Yeah, that is. I had some problems with Jessica Jones as well. So, I mean,
I've heard a couple people recently say I didn't like that show. I'm like, really?
I thought it was great. It's way different than any other Marvel type show, and I think you need to know that going into it.
Because somebody's told me that the season 2 of Daredevil is not. The story is not really centered around Daredevil.
It's not about Daredevil at all until the very end.
Okay.
So,
I don't. No spoiler.
No. My one review for the plot line of Daredevil season 2 is suddenly ninjas.
Mm-hmm. I know who's in it. Right?
Yeah, well, exactly. Those people are in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't see what we're doing because we're an audio podcast, we held our hands up.
We're miming our hands. Yeah.
The hands are showing, right?
Yeah.
All of them.
It doesn't bother me.
And if you know from the promos, Elektra's in it, and the Punisher's definitely in it, who I will eat my words because I know before in other podcasts or other episodes, I've said Jon Bernthal won't be great. He was pretty good.
I've only seen the first episode. He doesn't really talk, so. But he got that. The scene he's walking through the hospital with the guns shooting.
Oh, that was epic.
I was like, that's fucking Terminator right there.
I know.
I was like, what the fuck? I was waiting for dun dun dun.
Still, though, he still sounds like Shane from Walking Dead. He still talks from the side of his mouth when he speaks.
Okay.
I expected him to call Matt Murdock Rick at any moment, kind of deal. Like, come on, Rick. You gotta kill him, Rick.
My baby, Rick.
But he was really good. I enjoyed him a lot more than I expected to.
Speaking of Walking Dead, have you been catching up with that?
Yeah, I'm all caught up.
I actually am. I caught up last night.
Yeah, we watched the Sunday episode, like maybe Monday night or Tuesday night. I can't remember. Monday night.
Yeah, what'd you think? Did you like it?
I remember I remember that time period in the comics, and they strayed a little bit. They changed some of the characters around a little bit.
They killed the wrong person.
They killed the wrong person, exactly. I didn't expect her to go out that way.
Keep talking after she got taken
out.
Yeah,
that was crazy. I was expecting her to die in that episode because they kept on alluding to something.
I thought it was going to be her or fucking Rosita? Mullet dude.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell's his name?
Because... Eugene,
thank you.
Because they were both making poor life choices.
Yes, they were.
So
Metalhead one was pretty cool though.
Yeah. I don't know. I have not enjoyed a Walking Dead episode for the past 4 episodes. So
you didn't enjoy this one at all?
No. It was stupid slow in the beginning, and I hated the film one transition they were using to change between scenes. Mm. And I don't know, it's just very slow pacing, and then like the episode didn't really mean anything until the last 10 minutes.
That feels like a lot of the Walking Dead series, though. Even the comics are sort of like that.
But there's only 2 episodes left. Like, I felt like we should be building up to something bigger by now.
I think the end of this episode was building up to something. It built up to something. I mean,
we should have been doing that from, like, already.
What about the dick biting scene by Eugene? That's pretty crazy.
The dick biting scene. I don't know. I mean, it was all right at the end of the episode, but I was severely bored in the first half of the episode. And that was the same goes for the last 2 episodes of Walking Dead.
Why the guy be the big girl?
She
was the lesbian, right?
She was one of them. There's a couple. There's
Tara and her and Tara were together. Are about to be together.
Oh yeah. Okay. Now I remember. Yeah.
I really enjoyed the raid on the compound episode.
Yes.
That one was...
How could you say those weren't... They were the lackluster.
That one was a lot of fun.
They were just fucking brutal as hell, man.
Raid on the compound.
Yeah.
They're, you know, raiding on Negan compound. They just went in and fucking killed everybody.
Oh, after they captured... before they captured Carol and the other... That one was that one was an okay episode. It wasn't great, but it was okay.
All right. I guess there's no pleasing you.
They won't please me until they kill Daryl, because he needed to die like last season.
Daryl's not gonna die, dude. Trust me.
And Glenn needed to die when he was supposed to die the first time.
Yeah, Glenn should have stayed dead. But who knows what's gonna happen? If they're gonna really go the way the comics do, maybe who knows?
Who knows?
But it's coming.
Somebody's getting it.
And guess who played?
I think they need a clean house and just get rid of fuckload of like high star. You
watch
top
me
build.
Segue really quick from Walking Dead and back into Batman versus Superman. Superman, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, they start the movie off with another portrayal of the killing of Bruce Wayne's parents. Guess who plays his parents?
Thomas Jane, right?
No,
Paul, not Thomas
Paul
Jane.
Paul Reubens.
That would be fucking awesome.
He plays Penguin's dad.
I know.
He plays Penguin's dad on the That's Gotham. Why I'm catching up with Gotham, like one behind on Gotham, too. I'm really digging that show. Shut up.
Such a not a good show.
It is. It's. I didn't say it was a good show. I'm still enjoying it, though.
Did you see the Paul Reubens episode?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
So, Lauren Cohan plays Martha Wayne.
The comedian from Watchmen. What the hell's his name?
Something Dean Morgan.
Dean Morgan, right? Harry Dean Morgan or something like that?
Jeffrey
Dean Morgan.
Who's also playing Negan.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good segue.
And his mom was played by Lauren Cohan. So you have Maggie and Negan together.
So she's trying to make her break into the movies, huh? Look
at
her.
A little bit. She didn't really have any...
She didn't have any speaking roles besides
when she got shot.
She has a horror movie coming out, too.
With the dummy, right?
It looks awful.
With the dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That does look stupid bad.
Yeah, it looks really
like
bad.
Horribly awful.
Yeah.
Although Conjuring 2 kind of piques my interest
Speaking of Paul Reubens, I watched Pee-wee's holiday movie.
I haven't watched it yet.
Is it good?
It is damn funny.
Okay.
I've been wanting everything to watch you want out of a fucking Pee-wee Herman movie. He's the same character. He's never grown up. He looks the same. They have like a bunch of fucking makeup on him, so
to
he looks
make him
young.
Look younger.
Even so, though, even I understand that that's what they did.
Yeah.
But even so, how amazing is it that he can still look like
yes.
that?
Okay. My favorite scene in the movie is a part where he's hanging out with his Amish people, right? And he's like, "Oh, look, I have a balloon." He spends 5 minutes playing a song
on
the balloon, going. Letting the air out and just making a song with it. He did it on a live, I think it was
Jimmy Kimmel or something
the other night. I was like, just let that shit just linger, man. It's like a Family Guy when they let the joke just go way too long and it gets uncomfortably funny. You're just like, are they going to stop it now?
Where it's funny and then it gets annoying until it becomes funny again.
That's how that scene is in the movie. It's great. But my only complaint about the Pee-wee's Big Holiday movie is the plot line. It's super close to the first movie. Very close.
Oh, Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
It looked like it.
It's almost, that
was my next question. Like, so do they like acknowledge the events that happened in Big Adventure at all? Because in the trailer, he says, I've never been out of this town before.
I don't. That's a good point.
Yeah, but I was like, I was
in the first movie, he like went all over the states.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, obviously not.
Who knows?
In canon.
If there is such a thing.
If there is the MacGuffin in the canon.
So the MacGuffin in the first movie was his bike being stolen, right? And the MacGuffin in this movie was Joe Manganiello asking him to come to his birthday party in New York.
Who's Joe Manganiello?
From True Blood.
Oh, never watched that show.
Okay. He's been in a lot. He was in a, what's the name of that movie? Was Magic Mike? Yeah.
Magic Mike. Never seen that movie either.
I'm sure you have.
No. Was he one of the strippers, I take it? Okay.
You never seen True Blood at all?
No, I don't like Anna Paquin.
Mm. I like her itty bitty.
Itty bitty titties. Mm.
So who is Manganiello married to? Voice from the other room?
Once. Twice.
Kim?
She can't hear us.
She has headphones on. I think it's what's the name of that girl from Modern Family? The one who has like the furniture collection, whatever her name is?
Blonde chick?
No, Hispanic chick.
Sofia Vergara?
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't she like 50?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
But if you have Netflix, there's no reason not to watch this movie for real.
Oh, I plan on watching it.
It's short, too. It's only like an hour and a half.
Daredevil was top of my list to watch first. So
we were working on it. We were watching it while we were working on auction stuff. So we wanted to watch something that wasn't, we didn't have to like super, pay attention completely. Yeah. So we just had it on in the background, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Pee-wee, maybe they'll do another movie. I hope so.
If it does, it can only be better than any of Adam Sandler movies.
Let's say I finished watching the Hilarious 8 or whatever.
Ridiculous 6.
Ridiculous, there you go.
Or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I finished watching it.
Why did you do that to yourself?
The same reason I'm watching Gotham, I guess.
He's a masochist.
You like torturing yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Once
I finish something, I have to finish it. So,
yeah, I should totally start watching Supernatural then.
I've tried. I've watched the first couple episodes. That's daunting. That's way too many episodes to watch. Yeah,
I can't believe that show's still on air.
It surprised me when I found out.
I thought it got canceled at one point and then it came back, right?
No, it's been on for forever and a fucking day.
I've seen like maybe one episode. Maybe two of that show, and it was like ages ago, and then it just kind of disappeared off my radar. But at conventions and stuff, as Geekazoid, we get requests constantly every show we do.
There's for special supernatural
con,
and
so it was in one of these conversations with somebody who was requesting some custom stuff that I found out that the show was still running, and I was like, holy shit. The show is still on.
I think they just got renewed for a 13th season.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It baffles my mind. Like, how the fuck did they not run out of shit to write about? Because they've done everything under the sun in that show.
I've only watched.
They've done a Groundhog Day episode.
Did they really?
Yes.
Like the movie Groundhog Day?
Exactly. Almost same plot line.
Okay, I want to see that one. That's pretty funny.
It's an episode where Dean keeps on dying.
Interesting. So speaking of Walking Dead and Marvel, we talked about a little bit. This is a topic that just started coming out. The Georgia Religious Liberty Bill. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be against LGBTs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, isn't like Disney saying...
Disney, Marvel, and Walking Dead. So if this bill passes, we are pulling out all productions from Georgia.
Yep.
Because that's where all the Marvel movies are being filmed.
It's not
Walking Dead.
Pass.
It might.
Look what happened here in Houston.
Too much money runs through that town because of those productions.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
So it won't pass.
I'm glad they're taking a stand, though.
If it does, I'd be severely surprised.
I am glad they're taking a stand
against
it.
Just like with I am with Donald Trump right about. I said months ago, yeah, he ain't going to make it that far. Look where we are now.
Mm. We're not getting political because that, yeah.
One just passed in North Carolina. A similar bill, just like yesterday, passed in North Carolina.
That's so fucking stupid. I don't get it. We're in 2016. Get over it. You know what I mean?
People are retarded.
Yeah. The government. Whoever's in control of these fucking bills and passing this shit. Stupid, man.
It's all about money.
Well, You know how much money Marvel and Walking Dead are bringing to that fucking state?
Yep.
They should be like, all right, we'll take your money instead.
Yeah, it's exactly why I don't think it's going to pass.
I mean, where else could they go, you know?
Lots of places.
Yeah, lots of places. Well, the productions themselves?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, they'll just go to another state. They'll come to Texas.
They could. Louisiana still...
Yeah, or Louisiana. Yeah, Louisiana's a booming state with that, but they're already overrun with productions as it is.
Yeah.
They'll probably just go to Vancouver like everyone else.
I was going to say they'll go to Canada.
Vancouver? Yeah. Nobody wants to go back to Los Angeles.
No, it's too expensive to film in Los Angeles.
It is very expensive to film there.
So it's Texas, Louisiana, or Vancouver.
I wish Houston had like that kind of film community, like with studios and that kind of stuff here. You know what I mean?
Cool. Austin was kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, Austin, you got Troublemaker and all that.
Yeah. There's actual like the Texas studios out there, and you got Rooster Teeth out there.
Yeah.
There's a couple other people out there too.
I can't believe how big Rooster Teeth has gotten too.
Yeah, especially with their new movie Laser Team.
Yeah.
Which I've been meaning to see, but I haven't had time to.
What are y'all laughing at?
Your dog is like attacking my shoe again.
I don't know what you did to your shoe, but there's something in there she fucking loves.
She's like, I love the smell of this feet.
So, you saw Tucker and Dale, right?
Yeah, I love that movie. It's
an amazing movie.
It's the sequel highly underappreciated horror
going into
movie.
Production. Officially. I'm good. Officially excited for that.
That means I'm going to be buying the 2-movie pack when it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray.
Exactly right. I love that movie. It's fucking...
I can't find that Blu-ray anywhere for sale.
I've looked before, too. When it first came out, I'm like, okay, but...
Is it like a Netflix-owned movie?
No.
Oh, okay. It would make sense if it was.
It's one of the smaller, the Anchor Bay or something like that, maybe one of the smaller horror movie labels, so they probably haven't reproduced it recently, so I don't know.
Hopefully it's just not like a rehash of all the same old jokes. Hopefully they're being really smart about it, because the first one's great.
I love Tyler Labine. He's fucking hilarious.
Yes. What was that show you were watching on? Yeah, Deadbeat. There you go. So it was,
on Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show was great too.
They had the guy from Gwar in it.
No, that was something different.
That
was something on Netflix that Bill was watching. I can't remember what it was called, but the guy.
That wasn't Deadbeat?
No, that was a Hulu show. That was Tyler Labine, but where he can talk to dead people.
Right. That's what I thought.
No, that was a different show.
So what was the one with the guy with Gwar in it?
I don't remember the name of the show now, but it actually had Dave Brockie actually playing Odorous Urungus as this character when this guy has like a problem in his life. He comes out of his closet to give him advice.
In costume.
I'm fucking serious. They just took the cuttlefish away.
I watched 2 episodes with Carrie when I used to work at ICANN. I was like, this is the greatest show ever. It's shot like a soap opera.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious.
And it's done by these guys who do horror movies. So it's like, every once in a while, you get like fucking blood. I'm going to cut my arm off. And it just like blood.
Yeah, it was a
everywhere.
Horror movie that came out recently. And the same director did that show. Fuck, I can't remember the name of it now.
Google should be our friend here. We should probably look it up.
I'm nowhere near a computer to do this.
I usually have mine out ready to Google, but I don't at present. It's sitting over there.
You're the one.
Oh, no. I'm knocking things over.
Knocking over a pile of CDs over there.
You're the one with a computer, Carrie. You can look this up while we find
I guess I can.
While we go on to the next topic.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. So, any movies anyone else is excited to come out to go see besides Civil War?
X-Men Apocalypse doesn't look horrible.
It does look pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm skeptical, but I'm still a little excited at the same time, you know what I mean?
It feels like a little, like Bryan Singer got too big in his britches.
Yeah.
I'm not the hugest Bryan Singer fan, though. I think he got lucky because of the X-Men movies in the early 2000s, but...
I'm trying to... That's what I really know him from.
And then The Usual Suspects.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then that movie he did with Tom Cruise about the Nazis.
Valkyrie?
Yes.
I never watched that one.
The show is called Holliston. That's the name of the city that they live in. And it stars Adam Green and Joe Lynch. And Joe Lynch is a horror movie director. Like a B-movie horror movie guy. You know?
Right.
And it also stars Dee Snider, by the way, as their boss. So... There you go.
There you go.
You have two.
The more funny. You know.
You have two RockShox gods in that. You know. You have Odorous and Dee Snider.
That was before he passed, right?
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
I
well, if I you mean, filmed the scenes, it definitely was before.
Like,
he passed.
How far before he passed? Is what I'm trying to say. Like years or a few months or.
2012 it came out. Yeah, 2012 is when the series came out. It's only not that many episodes. He died in 2014, so.
Oh, okay.
A couple years before he passed away. There's only 10 episodes, maybe? Something like that? And they're all on Netflix, so it's definitely funny. That's why I couldn't remember the name, because it's called Holliston. Who would remember that name?
That's a horrible name.
It is a horrible name. Any other movies coming out?
I'm seeing what's in theaters right now. I really want to see The Program, which is about the dude on the bike with one testicle, Lance Armstrong, played by Ben Forrester. Nobody?
Nope. Crickets.
You don't know who Lance Armstrong is?
I know who Lance Armstrong is.
I know who you're talking about.
I've never heard about this movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a movie called The Program, and it has Ben Forrester in it, and he's portraying Lance Armstrong about the whole...
Steroid
allegation. Well,
what movie? What trailer did we see today, though?
Oh, the Lego Batman movie trailer. We saw a teaser
for that. Did you see that teaser?
I watched it.
I love how like 30 seconds of the movie is him just cooking his dinner in the microwave. Like, come on, that's fucking brilliant.
Oh, and I did see 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Okay, I want to speak to you about this. I really want to see that movie.
Yeah.
I really like the director. Is a guy named Dan Trachtenberg.
Does he make any other movies?
Do you remember the Portal... something, the short Portal movie about 5 years ago?
I think so.
He did that, but he's a podcaster. He started off doing podcasts. He used to be on Geekscape a long time ago, and then he was on Totally Rad Show for years, and now he's a fucking movie director. And I just listened to an episode of The Nerdist with Dan Trachtenberg as well as J.J. Abrams are both on there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I don't want anything spoiled because I do want to see it.
No, there's nothing to spoil. It's just a really good movie, and John Goodman, kudos to that motherfucker.
Scary as hell. I know,
he ain't scared. Well, I assume if you were in that situation, you would be scared.
So I wonder how long ago that movie was filmed, because John Goodman was really big in that movie, right?
Yes, and so, he's lost weight recently.
Yeah, because I saw him on like Jimmy Kimmel the other night. He was like super skinny. Like, he doesn't even look like him anymore, you know?
And then Hardcore Henry's coming out soon.
So
okay, yeah.
I was the first time I saw the trailer for that, I was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is this? And then when they called the movie Hardcore Henry, I'm like, okay, I'll go see that. All right, no, fuck it, I'm on.
It's a fucking video game.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's watching, being in a movie.
I mean, even the fucking logo, it's a video game. Everything about it, it's
It's the...
I just don't know how long I could sit through a movie that's all...
It's not going to be long. I imagine it being like an hour and 10 minutes or hour and 20.
Yeah, it can't be too long.
No way.
Because you know a lot of people that get motion sickness from just watching people play first-person shooters? How many... This movie needs to come with like barf bags or something. Because people are going to go through this movie and get like motion sick and just throw up everywhere.
And then...
Especially if they do it in 3D.
Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ.
I don't think it's in 3D.
Fuck. That would be...
No.
That would be a mess.
The guy who made this movie, he made a music video with the exact same concept, and that's how this movie got picked up.
See, a lot of people that have motion sickness, if they're not controlling the movement themselves, it's when they get sick. Like with me in a car, if I'm not driving in the car, and I'll get car sick super fast because I'm not in control.
So maybe you shouldn't go see this movie in the theaters.
I don't get sick from playing first-person shooters at all, or watching people at all.
I don't know, man. The trailer looks intense.
It does. It looks cool, though.
They should show that in IMAX, is what they should.
IMAX and 3D. Well, that projectile vomit looks really close up. Oh, shit.
And then next coming out that I'm really excited for is their live adaptation of Jungle Book.
Okay.
It doesn't look bad.
That's scary, but yeah.
Why is it scary?
It could go wrong in so many ways.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll go right. I like Jon Favreau. He's a great director, so I have, you know, my expectations are hopefully high, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But I don't know.
Another movie that not a lot of people are talking about, but they should be talking about, It's Patrick Stewart's new movie, The Green Room.
That looks really good.
I've never heard of this.
I want to see that one.
It's about a band who plays a show at this bar.
It's like a white supremacist bar.
And they realize, as soon as they find out it's a white supremacist bar, they try to, like, botch out the gig and try to get out of there.
Right.
But then the white supremacist people decide, oh, we can't let you leave. We're going to fucking kill you. So, it's like the Blues Brothers playing in the...
Like a white supremacist band.
Kind of.
Remember that scene where they're in the country bar?
But it's a lot more violent than that. Blues Brothers is fun.
So and it gets Stewart its title because they lock themselves in the green.
Oh, wow.
They lock themselves in the green room and decide, how are we going to get out of the situation?
Hmm.
And yeah, and Patrick Stewart is like the boss white supremacist guy.
What do they call the main white supremacist people again? Like the
neo-Nazis?
No, like main supreme leader or some shit like that.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I haven't seen this.
Ratchet and Clank's coming out really soon.
April, 29th. End of April. Yeah, the new game comes out too. I'm excited for both of those.
And shortly after that is Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah, like May 6th.
Yep.
Free comic book day too.
What?
Yeah.
And I can't really see any other bigger movies that I'm like stupid excited for. Oh, besides The Nice Guys.
What is The Nice Guys?
It's Shane Black's newest movie. The guy who made Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and then he did Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
It has Russell Crowe.
Did he do like a Lethal Weapon movie too?
Yeah, he wrote all the Lethal Weapons, but he didn't direct them.
Okay.
That was Richard Donner?
Maybe.
I believe. Someone's screaming at me for being wrong right now, probably.
You're a movie buff. What are you doing?
Yeah, but The Nice Guys looks amazing.
That's the one, it's like 1970s.
Yeah, 1970s, yeah. Los Angeles, where they are private detectives.
Yeah. You did show me this trailer, yeah. Yeah,
it looks hilarious. And, then X-Men Apocalypse comes out right after that.
Is that in May 2? That's it's Memorial Day weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, May 27th.
Yeah.
Is when X-Men Apocalypse comes out.
Wow.
Hope it's good.
Hopefully there's not too many, are we getting to that point where there's too many comic book movies?
Are you getting comic book fatigue?
Maybe. A little bit.
I'm totally Walking Dead fatigued. Like, I can't enjoy it anymore.
I still enjoy it, but...
I enjoy it when, like, main characters die. That's the only time I enjoy it. And that's bad.
You're a masochist, too.
And then Ninja Turtles 2. What up? Can't wait. It's gonna be great.
Okay. So... Like, none of me wanted to see the first one of these.
Don't even bother.
But I kind of want to see this one.
Rocksteady and Bebop is in it. And Krang.
I know. But you thought the first movie was going to be decent, right?
No, I thought it was going to be horrible.
Okay.
And sure enough, I was completely right.
This movie's not going to be good. You know that, right?
I want to believe, Carrie. I want to believe it might not be okay.
It might be okay, but it's not going to be anywhere near good.
I want it to be at least just okay.
It still has Megan Fox in it.
I just want it to be okay.
That's a big problem.
But you know what? We were watching The New Girl for a while recently. Megan Fox replaced, I can't think of her name now, the main character.
Really?
I guess she was off.
Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah, I think she was having a baby or something. So they had Megan Fox on the show, you know, as her temporary roommate. And didn't hate her.
I don't like to think of Megan Fox as... a replacement for Zooey Deschanel in any situation.
My wife's been watching a lot of The New Girl on
Netflix
recently.
Right.
Yeah.
I have not watched a single episode.
I've never watched it. It's funny.
Parts of it are funny.
I don't like the whole like hipstery funny comedy stuff.
It is very hipstery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the new Legend of Tarzan movie.
What's his name?
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah.
And Margot Robbie. Robbie. Sorry.
Yeah. She plays Harley Quinn, right?
Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
In Suicide Squad. And then the BFG, Big Friendly Giant, comes out that same
day. Yeah. That's
not Big Fucking Gun?
No.
Damn it.
Not in this.
not the Doom movie.
Damn, that'd be awesome. Well, they made a Doom movie. It wasn't so awesome, but whatever.
And that brings us to, you know, July. So, there's some good movies coming out.
What movie are you looking forward to the most out of the summertime?
Oh, Civil War, probably the most. I don't want to say Ninja Turtles, but I am kind of excited for Ninja Turtles.
You come on the show right after Ninja Turtles, and we'll talk about it, and we'll go. And I will ask you, are you still excited about Ninja Turtles? You're like, fuck that movie.
Yeah, I probably will be. I'd be like complaining and like, they ruined my movie. No.
My childhood is done.
Well, I always got the first two movies to fall back on if it doesn't work out, right?
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
So I'm going to ask you this. In hindsight, when was the last time you watched the third one where they go back in time?
Years. I own it. But I have, it's been years. So, I think I had been at least 10 years old.
I hated that one.
I hated
when
it too,
came
as
out.
A kid.
Having gone back and rewatched it within the, it's been a few years now, but having gone back and rewatched it in the context that I watched all three of them,
yeah.
It's not that bad.
Really?
It's really not that bad.
I remember it being really bad.
I do too. I did that, and I felt the same way, but I watched it and I was like, yeah, that wasn't that bad.
How many movies did they make? They make four, right?
There were three in that.
Three live action in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one technically 80s, and the other two were in the 90s.
Yeah. I'm thinking they did a fourth one. Like
they did an animated
There was an animated one.
Called TMNT. Okay.
TMNT, yeah.
That wasn't that long ago, though. That was
not really.
Like that was like. Ago?
Yeah.
Early 2000s?
Kevin Smith in that movie for some reason?
No.
Like, I think so.
I don't think so.
There was a TMNT movie that came out not too long ago that had Kevin Smith in it.
Not that I know of.
Tell me.
I know Kevin Smith was in the Death of Superman movie, which kind of came out around the same time.
Death of Superman?
Mm-hmm.
The cartoon?
Yes.
I still want to see the documentary, the Lost Superman movie that never got made that was written by Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was one of the writers.
Right.
And then it got shifted over like 100 times over.
It was who was supposed to direct that? It was a
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. It was Nicolas Cage, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing about that sounds good to me.
Dude, are you serious? That sounds fucking awesome.
It sounds so crazy enough that it could have been kind of interesting.
It's got to be better than the new Superman movies.
You know, Henry Cavill supposedly is doing like a shitstorm, like horrible job of press.
I've heard that. That he's like going out to like going out on the streets and like nobody fucking knows who he is. And
yeah, I heard that too.
And
I don't hate Henry Cavill as an actor.
I don't either.
He's just not good at this part. He's not good at being Clark Kent or Superman, or the part is really poorly written.
I like to go with the latter.
I think so too.
Okay.
I think he looks the part. Like he can totally play a Clark Kent / Superman kind of guy. I just think all of the Warner Brothers movies have been poorly written.
Definitely,
with the exception of the Christopher Nolan's Batman's movies, those were very well written, and I hated the fact it's like, oh, David Goyer worked on those movies, we must get him to work on these movies. They just need to let go.
Yeah, David Goyer wrote this movie too.
Oh, God, I can't stand David Goyer. I don't think he's a good writer. I don't think he understands comic books. I don't think he understands superheroes.
Do you mean The Crow a long time ago?
I think he did one of the sequels.
Was it one of the sequels?
I think he did City of Los Angeles or whatever.
City of Angels, I think, was just the name of it.
Yeah.
I only ever watched the first Crow movie because
I remember seeing the sequel, but I don't remember anything about it.
This guy's written a lot of movies.
He's written a lot of shitty movies, too.
Oh, now he's announced to do the Sandman movie. We can talk about that.
Oh, the one where What's-His-Face left?
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I think we might have talked about this before.
We talked about it in last episode.
Yeah, so now they have him writing that. He's writing Dawn of Justice. So let's go back to his early career. Oh, Demonic Toys. That's a great movie. Doll Man versus Demonic Toys. The Puppet Masters. The Crow. City of Angel. There you go.
See? I knew it was one of those shitty ones.
Oh, he wrote the Nick Fury Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV movie.
The one with David Hasselhoff?
Mm-hmm. Blade 2 and Blade Trinity.
Yep.
Batman Begins.
It continues to be bad.
The Dark Knight.
He shouldn't have got credit for The Dark Knight at all, because that was all Jonathan Nolan, Christopher Nolan's brother.
Constantine, right? He did that show?
The TV show, yeah.
Yeah, Da Vinci's Demon.
Hence why it sucked.
He wrote Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
The game?
I guess so. It says video game. Ooh, and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. Perfect.
You know, I really like
still
those,
better movie than Bat. Oh, no.
Those I really like those directors that did the Ghost Rider movie
because
they did the Crank movies,
right? And it was over the fucking top.
Crank movies were great.
It was much better than the first Ghost Rider movie.
I want those Crank directors to come back and do something else because they have an awesome visual style.
They haven't done much since then, have they?
Ghost Rider killed their career.
That's pretty easy.
Nicolas Cage will do that to your career, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, pretty much. So, have you heard about who they cast for the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie? Dead Men Tell No Tales?
Johnny Depp.
Well, besides Johnny Depp.
Obviously.
Obviously. God.
Orlando Bloom.
Have you heard?
Yeah, I did.
What?
It's a beetle.
It's a what?
A beetle.
Like Paul McCartney beetle?
Paul McCartney yep. beetle.
Exactly.
Why? Cast? Why?
I don't know.
Probably for the same reason
they cast
that
Keith Richards?
Keith Richards was in.
I thought they casted Keith Richards because Johnny Depp really wanted Keith Richards in the movie.
But I imagine it's going to be a similar kind of role, that it's going to be a kind of a cameo. I don't understand the connection yet, like I did with Keith Richards, because he modeled Jack Sparrow after he said, well, Jack Sparrow definitely. Is Keith Richards and Pepe Le Pew mixed together. and so I understood the Keith Richards, but I don't see where there's the Paul McCartney connection, but I imagine it's going to be a similar type of character.
I actually enjoy the first trilogy of Pirates.
Oh, I love them.
I like all of them. Even the fourth one was okay. It wasn't the best one out of the
fourth one. Was,
you know what I liked about the
missing,
fourth one?
When it was
something
over?
Strong.
No, I liked that there was no Orlando Bloom in it. That was one of my favorite things about it.
No, but they substituted for some like kid you never ever see again. Like the kid that was in love with a mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
So?
I don't know.
Don't care.
I just didn't... Exactly. I didn't care anything about any of those characters in that fourth movie, so I was kind of like, eh. I was over it on the fourth one.
But, I mean, this... In the title has a line straight from the attraction, so you can't... It's got to make it good, right?
Well, I mean, as long as the plot line's decent, I guess.
Speaking of attraction, let's talk about this game we've been playing.
God. It won't take long.
No, it won't. It won't take as long as it...
So, Carrie caught me playing it on my phone before we started recording. He goes, oh, you're playing that too? So, Disney, one of their studios, I don't even know.
I think
but
Gameloft actually makes his game.
Yeah, so that's correct.
It's a time sucker.
Yeah. It's a Disney Parks themed. It's called Magic Kingdoms. Came out, I guess, about a week, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Maybe about a week, yeah.
And it's... Basically, the premise is that the Disney villains, primarily
Maleficent,
kind of took over the theme park and made everything evil or whatever, and you're coming back and reclaiming it. And so as part of it, you're building attractions and making the park fun again, and you're trying to get people to come visit it. And meanwhile, you're collecting Disney characters and sending them down these little quest lines to earn tokens and things that help you, you know, unlock other stuff. And yeah. It's totally mindless and stupid. Nothing to it at all.
If you ever played the Family Guy games,
was it a
like
free
that,
game?
Yeah.
Yeah, the freemium game. Okay. You could pay. Here's the problem with these games. Okay, so it all takes place in real time. So okay, to do this task, your character it'll take 4 hours, and it's. For real time hours. But if you want to pay real money, you could
see all that. You know what that is? That's the game. That's one of the things I was going to say about it. I don't know if it does it on the iPhone. Does it notify the shit out of you anytime anything happens?
No, I don't have
like
that turned on.
I need to turn it off, but every time like one of my characters gets finished doing one of their 6 hour tasks that you're talking about, this thing notifies me like 5 or 6 times for that event, even if I'm in the game when it happens.
Really?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
And so, see, this is buzzing like crazy right now? It's because probably Goofy finished doing some shit.
Fucking Goofy. So. But...
Oh, gore.
So if you ever played The Family Guy or, like, Simpsons Tapped Out, it's just like that. And there was a Roller Coaster Tycoon game that was just like that, that you had to build your shit and then you had to wait 2 hours or whatever...
It's standard mobile game.
Yeah, all the mobile games are like that.
I know,
that,
and though. I was like, if this game is like that, I'm not going to play it. But I started playing it, and I'm like, all right,
The only reason I'm playing it is that, like, I'm collecting Disney characters and putting up attractions in a Disney-esque theme park.
It sort of scratches that itch a little bit, you know? Yeah, I know.
That's it. That's the only reason.
We're Disney nerds.
Yep.
That's the only fucking reason we're playing that game.
Because the game mechanics... are fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. So if it was like anything else, I might do that with like a Star Wars game or something like that. But it's all in the theming. And if it wasn't for that, I absolutely would not be playing this game because it's dumb. I'm also, they're really trying to get me to like pay real money to like unlock Pluto and shit. That's not happening.
Like, there's certain tasks you have to do with Pluto, and to get Pluto, you have to fucking pay real money for it. I'm like, no,
you don't
doing that.
Have to, but they're
stingy. Strongly recommend it.
Yeah.
They're stingy with the like the diamonds you have to have.
Yeah.
You know, come on, guys.
Yeah,
just help a brother out. We didn't pay nothing for your game already, so. But,
so the last game kind of like this that I got into was SimCity.
Yeah.
One, because I'm a huge SimCity fan. Well, I was until recently. until the 2013 SimCity.
Oh, yeah.
And the one that EA murdered Maxis with.
Yeah.
Snarf really agrees.
Snarf agrees. But
like, fuck that game.
I was playing the stupid like the SimCities one, and it was the same thing that it's just time suck, and it's like, okay, you're gonna have to produce this thing and it's gonna take 4 hours for that to happen, and it gets to the point where like they're trying to get you to spend real world money, and that's just never ever gonna happen. Like I'm too stingy. I don't they're like 99 cents. Fuck your 99 cents. I'm not biting.
But kids can, you know, they do it for kids to play. I want to open up Pluto. They click the button and charge it to their parents' credit card, and that's all there is.
I almost did on accident because there's an ad that keeps popping up, like because they run specials where you can get more diamonds for cheaper or whatever, and I went to like click on the screen.
Fuck you, dude.
I went to click on the screen. To do something in game at the very moment that the ad popped up full screen.
Oh.
And it's like, we're taking you to check out. And I was like, whoa, what? I don't even know. And it's done that like 2 or 3 times so far. So this one, I think you really got to watch, especially depending on how you have your shit set up on Android. Yeah.
Right.
So
you have one turn click, whatever, click pay, turn that shit off.
Yeah.
Unhook your credit card now. So I guess Disney has narrowed their search for young Han Solo for the upcoming movie.
Yeah, down to 3 of them.
Down to 3. So here's who they have so far.
It's the guy from Aiden
Ehrenreich, right? He's from Hail Caesar, which I haven't seen yet.
Oh, that was good, but I don't think he's a Han Solo type.
Jack Rayner from Transformers: Age of Extinction. Yeah.
Meh.
And then Taron Egerton from Kingsman: The Secret Service.
That's the movie I was thinking about. That dude from Kingsman was gonna.
They're in a sequel to that movie, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's cool. What do you think about?
I don't know.
I don't have an opinion about any of these people. So
like, I didn't like.
Because number one, Han Solo is not British.
But he can do an American accent.
I guess. Hopefully.
I'm pretty sure he can do an American act. I don't think they would... He wouldn't be in the top 3 running if he couldn't. And Transformers, that movie sucked ass. At least the one with Mark Wahlberg.
Just the one with... No. They. It's talk about ADD movies. That's fucking all over the place.
I enjoyed the first one a lot. And the third one was okay. The second one.
What was
sucked.
The third one?
Dark of the Moon, I think.
I don't think I saw that one. That's the Pink Floyd one.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. I may have seen 2 of them. I know I saw the first one.
Aren't they just all one big movie anyway?
They're all one big explosion.
Yeah.
Yes. They're all one giant building falling down on itself.
But yeah, I'm not like. I don't have a certain say or another. I don't think the guy from Hail Caesar looks like a Han Solo-ish kind of character, but he's a good actor. He was great in Hail Caesar. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're not going to be able to get Harrison Ford because he's way too old, so they have to get somebody.
Well, plus it's the moment where he meets Chewie.
Right. And Boba Fett, too.
And Boba Fett, yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to that. Boba Fett will finally get more than 5 minutes of screen time.
And
not die like a bitch.
Well, not in this movie.
Supposedly die in a bit, like a bitch.
No, that's still in canon, bro. He died.
No, it's not.
You're
wrong.
Rogue One's trailer is supposed to be coming out fairly soon.
Yeah, it comes out in December, so I mean, it's got to be there has to be something coming out soon.
And there was another thing I wanted to say about Disney Marvel movies.
The they released a teaser trailer for the deleted scenes off The Force Awakens today.
Oh yeah, that was the thing I wanted to ask you about. Are you guys gonna buy the Force Awakens movie?
I'm gonna buy the Blu-ray. Yeah,
it comes out next week, or the week after.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks or a week after next.
Yeah.
I can't decide if I'm gonna buy it. No, it's okay. Snarf wants to buy it.
I certainly won't buy it immediately, but I also like never do. So that doesn't say anything about the thing.
I don't buy.
You know
why? I'm gonna pre-order it at Best Buy. You wanna know why?
Why?
Steelbook. They are doing a steelbook.
I don't know if I want to buy it just yet, because I have a good feeling that a special edition is gonna come out by Christmas time.
Oh yeah.
So
you know you're gonna have to double dip.
I don't want to though. I want to wait it out.
We talked about this briefly in chat. Harrison Ford was on Kimmel. To promote the Blu-ray coming out.
Right.
I haven't seen Harrison Ford that happy in a long time. It was weird.
He got his Star Wars money.
He got paid,
man. What the fuck?
And then also he got confirmation that Indy 5 is
happening. And then they said the same screenwriter that did the last Indy movie is doing it. So I was like, done. No, it's true.
David Koepp, right?
I guess so.
But he's the good one, though. You know that, right?
How is he the good one if he wrote
the only reason why shit got messed up the last movie? Because George Lucas like, no, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. Oh, it needs to be like this.
Maybe.
I have a good feeling it's going to be good.
No giant ants and no Shia LaBeouf swinging from vines?
If I remember correctly, David Koepp also wrote one of the previous ones.
So we're not going to have Shia LaBeouf hanging from vines and yelling like Tarzan?
I hope not.
That was like the best part of the movie. Hopefully there's no Shia LaBeouf at all. Let's just say that. I don't know. I mean, what kind of plot can they come up with for Indy in his 60s, you know? Or 70s?
Hopefully it's... I really want them to do like The Infernal Machine or Atlantis.
Those are both great games, too.
Yep. I never played Infernal Machine, but I played the shit out of Fate of Atlantis.
Yes. I think I have them both on my Steam account, too.
Yeah.
So, David Koepp wrote the Jurassic Park screenplay. Death Becomes Her.
Okay.
He wrote Carlito's Way.
All right.
He's wrote Mission Impossible. And Snake Eyes. Spider-Man. War of the Worlds, unfortunately.
I thought you were trying to give this guy props.
Zathura, he wrote that. And Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, which was okay. Which wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either.
That had Chris Pine in it.
Oh, okay.
So you were probably not on board.
Probably not.
You didn't want to get lost in his amazing eyes.
I didn't
want
to get lost in his piercing steel blue eyes. They still freak me out. I'm sorry, they do. Dude, what's up with your fucking eyes? It's like he's wearing like these weird contacts all the time.
What's that one movie on Netflix that he's in where he plays like a crazy hipster rich guy?
No idea.
God, it's going to come to me later. I think it's called Fletch. I think it's... No, not Fletch. No,
it can't be Fletch.
God, what is it called? It's going to come to me later. I'm going to be in bed, ready to go to bed, ready to
He'll
go to sleep.
Be almost asleep.
And I'm like, fuck, that's
and
the name of
wake
it.
Up.
I'm going to fucking text Carrie and wake his ass up now.
Had that guy who played Night Owl, or Owl Man, Night Owl, from Watchmen.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He played the comedian.
I know.
Yeah.
We just talked about him earlier, so I had to, couldn't remember his first name earlier.
So anyway, I have
Patrick Wilson.
Yes, Patrick Wilson. I have kind of faith in David Koepp could write a decent movie. Apparently, his original draft for Crystal Skull was really good. I have never read it, but people say that version of the movie would have been way better than what was filmed.
Okay. So there's no George Lucas involved anymore, so he's gone.
Right. Yeah. Hence why Force Awakens was okay.
and there's Spielberg involved with Indiana Jones 5, so...
Yeah, hopefully we don't have any nuclear bombs with refrigerators anymore.
I don't know why that gets harped on so hard. Like, that's the stupidest thing that's ever happened in an Indiana Jones movie before.
But in reality, though, he would have been melted, right?
It's the new jump in the shark, right? Nuke the fridge.
Yeah, the nuke the fridge. But, you know, if you think about it, in Temple of Doom, though...
Like, they jump out of a plane with a fucking inflatable raft.
And survive.
And survive. Yeah. But, no, Andy can't survive in a lead-lined refrigerator and a nuclear explosion. I don't get why that gets harped on so hard and the other shit doesn't. It's stupid.
Hey, that's what people were saying.
You know where the term jump the shark comes from?
Happy days.
Yep. You said that in unison.
Yes.
Like, happy days, dumbass.
Ron Howard, man.
What the fuck, man?
Ron Howard and the Fonz.
The Fonz. So, you know I'm a big Funko Pop collector, right?
Yeah, you got one of yourself recently.
I did get one of myself. I have a custom Funko Pop, which is freaking amazing. I should probably stop there, right?
No, you should get more.
There is a cool thing I want to talk about. You know, the Star Wars bounty, the Smuggler's Bounty box they put out every other month that comes with exclusive Funko Pops. It's actually right behind you. This month, they actually put a super, super rare version. One of the characters was Obi-Wan, and the other character was Snaggletooth.
And have Obi-2?
What's up? Obi-2? What?
Nothing. It's a joke.
So, one of the things about the original Star Wars figures when they first put them out in the 70s, before the movie came out, they needed to have some figures out to sell stuff and all that kind of stuff. So, they looked at concept art from the movie, and they made a Snaggletooth character that was completely different than was in the movie. So, they actually produced a figure that was like in some like Sears like pre-order package or something like that,
or special, or a Kmart
with a Kmart or something, like that. So it's worth that figure is worth a lot of money because it was very small production number and it was completely wrong, because Snaggletooth was like a short character that had like a red shirt. It's like a tall character wore blue, and it's like the most rare Star Wars action figure ever. So they made a variant of the exclusive figure of the tall bluer one, and people are freaking out over that. I'm like, it's cool. They're going back into the past like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super rare too.
It's Funko Pop. They can do whatever they want.
They do whatever the fuck they want.
It will make licenses of everybody.
Hey, look, we put a different paint splash here. It's an exclusive.
Yep. And then it'll probably be like an exclusive to Walgreens only kind of deal.
Oh, fuck that, dude. Finding those Walgreens exclusives is fucking difficult. I'll tell you that.
I can only imagine, because of the one time you went crazy over those Spider-Mans that they had at Walgreens.
Yep. I got the fever.
the Funko Spider-Man fever. Oh, okay.
Funko fever. Yeah.
Speaking of Spider-Man, we haven't talked about Spider-Man in the new Marvel Civil War trailer.
We have not.
I actually haven't watched that trailer yet.
Shut up.
Yeah. Alright, so what I'm going to say about people
you don't know what he looks like?
I've seen the stills and the gifs and stuff. So.
People are talking shit about the way he looks. I see...
What are you talking about? He looks awesome.
I think it looks awesome. He's the old Jack Kirby drawn version of Spider-Man.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the like really old school Spider-Man cartoon.
Mm-hmm. The 60s
cartoon. Yeah.
Totally. The people are saying his eyes are too animated or whatever, but...
Well, they're mechanical.
Right.
So, maybe he's just a super smart kid who makes mechanical eyes that works with his emotions.
Maybe.
Mood eyes.
Mood eyes. It worked for Daredevil.
But how was it...
Not Daredevil. Deadpool.
It's true. So, what is his webbing? Is it going to be...
They showed it in the trailer. It's mechanical.
Is it?
Hmm?
Okay, cool.
And also the belt that he's wearing, those are refills.
Right.
So.
Okay. So, very cool.
Yeah. And
does it come out of his arm?
I like the organic thing. I thought the organic thing was kind of cool. Like, when they first originally thought of Spider-Man, they should have thought of that. Because it makes sense.
Yeah, not really.
Why don't you think it makes sense?
The organic... I don't know. It's just... It's not true.
To not what?
To the comics.
To a mutated person?
Yes.
this is why I don't have a side in this argument. And I'm like, why are we arguing about this?
And hopefully he's not emo anymore either. Maybe he's got over that.
No, but they're obviously going for like a really young Spider-Man.
Supposed to be like 14 or 15 in the movie?
Yeah. And yeah, I'm excited.
But
as soon as I saw the trailer, I knew tickets were on sale, so I bought.
But
my
did they have to? Is it the same thing as like they did with Batman v Superman by blowing their web load too early by showing Doomsday?
I kind of feel like that would have been a really good surprise to see in the movie theater, but they really wanted to stick it to Warner Brothers right before Batman vs Superman comes out.
But I think they showed them too long, is what I'm saying. They should have just like a really quick,
it's
brief
like
glimpse.
10 seconds.
That's too long.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not too long, is what she said.
Well, 10 seconds is way more time than I have. But, you know, I mean, just like a 2 second like thing, and like, what was that? Was that Spider-Man? Yeah. I mean, I think they showed too much.
Okay. I thought, I agree to an extent, like, you know, they should have just saved it for the movie, because it would have been a nice surprise to see in the movie, but...
But, you know, they like to spoil movies in trailers now.
Well, I think, like I said, they really wanted to stick it to the Batman vs. Superman movie coming out. I was like, oh, you got Batman vs. Superman and Wonder Woman? Fuck you, we got Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
I saw somebody made a comment. It's like, when can Marvel take the rights to, take the character rights to Superman now? I was like, all right, cool.
You know, they did do a crossover one time.
They did. Marvel, DC vs. Marvel. That was a great series.
Yeah. Snarf.
Snarf has a lot to say.
She's really excited tonight because she cannot wait to go see Batman v Superman.
Again.
I snuck her in the other night. That's why she's barking, because she's so upset about the movie. I think it's time to wrap it up, huh?
Is what she said?
Not for 10 seconds. We need to wrap it up for 10 seconds.
Sure, let's put a pin on it and call it a night.
So we need to talk about our sponsor.
We have one?
We do have a sponsor.
Woohoo!
You know who it is?
Who is it?
Grey Bear Comics?
Maybe.
No. We're not going there.
More than likely, y'all guys will be
Gotta wait for that Kickstarter money to come in. Maybe.
call me when that shit happens.
You might have an ad in the comic.
No? There you go.
Yeah.
So, what I do want to say is, if you want to listen to the show...
Rumpy Baby Bunky Bumpers?
Yes, exactly what I was going to say next. You fucking took the words out of my mouth and put them in your head and then spit them back out. It's crazy.
I'm good at that thing.
If you say it again.
Runky baby bumpy bumpers, something
like
that.
You can't even say it.
I can't. I got tongue-tied, sorry.
That sounds great, but you know what would even make it sound better?
What would make it sound better?
Great headphones.
Great headphones.
Amazing sounding headphones that I personally use every day of my life. Every day.
Really?
Yes.
You sure every day?
Every day.
I'm going to have to stalk you and take pictures of you wearing these headphones.
You would see me wearing them every day then. If you want to get a pair of great sounding headphones, where would you go?
Probably online somewhere.
Yeah? Yeah. Like where?
Like Tweaked Audio, probably.
That's a good one.
Yeah?
Should go there.
Yeah?
What if I could save you money?
How much money?
How about 10%?
10%?
Not good enough.
Not good
20%?
I kind of feel you can do better.
30. I'm Jewish. Come on, man.
Come on, man. give me a little bit more. Just a little more.
Okay, a little more. 33%.
All right, we can settle there.
That's a third. That's a third off.
Yeah?
I know a guy.
You know a guy.
I know a guy. I can get you third off. You know how do you get third off? 33% off your order.
I was going to do a really bad joke, but never mind.
If you stop yourself from doing a really bad joke, I don't even want to hear it because it's that bad. Put in the code MetalGeeks on the Tweaked Audio website. When you make your order, you're going to save 33% off your entire order, free shipping, and lifetime guarantee.
Because
I actually broke a pair of mine, accidentally pulled the cord right out, and I had a new pair within 3 days. Pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
It's great.
Lifetime guarantee.
Lifetime.
Till 66, supposedly. Or 64 is what we said, right?
Yeah, 64. Then I'll pass them on to my whoever is going to.
Oh, it's transferable, is it?
It might be a transferable lifetime guarantee with these headphones. I hope so. Who doesn't want used headphones? Me. But yeah, I thank you guys. If you've ordered a pair, it everything that we get from them as a sponsor goes right back into the show to help pay for the storage and to pay for any kind of promotions we do, all that good stuff. So it does really help.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. Thank you to people that have bought it, and thank you to Tweaked Audio. We didn't say balls one time during that whole thing.
I was refraining. That's what that was the joke I was going to refrain.
You can say
from.
The joke now that we're done with a sponsorship. No, come on.
Now we're not saying ear holes and getting fucked or anything like that.
All right, fine. You know what's coming up in like a couple months?
May?
What's after May?
June.
What's
Comic
in June?
Palooza.
Comic Palooza is coming up in June.
What?
June 17th through 19th in Houston at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Guess who's going to be there this year?
Me.
Besides me.
I'll be there.
We'll all three be there. So we will sign autographs for money.
Yes. Especially
quarters,
me.
Pennies, nickels, doesn't matter. We'll take it. But guess who we, have just been announced as major media guests? Look at your microphone. Who's on your microphone? You have a face hugger on your microphone.
Uh-huh.
Keep on going. Who?
You know what would be really cool is if they had an Aliens cast reunion at Comic Palooza.
That would be fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know who they should get? They should get Newt, the girl who played Newt, now that she's much older.
How old is she now?
How old is the movie? 30 years?
Is it 30
yeah.
years?
Yeah, 30-year anniversary this year.
Did I ever tell you the story of how Aliens got greenlit?
You told me earlier, actually.
So they were having a board meeting, right? James Cameron kicks the door open, walks over to the whiteboard, writes Alien, or chalkboard, whatever, and he wrote Aliens with a fucking dollar sign at the end. And they gave him, that sounds like a good idea, James. Here you go.
Sigourney Weaver, she's hot from Ghostbusters again.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. So Sigourney Weaver, we have her. That's pretty amazing, right?
Do you think she'll be offended if I ask her to sign my Ghostbuster stuff?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Why?
I don't know.
Would she?
I don't know. Just asking.
Who else are we going to have from the cast? We have
Bill Paxton.
The Bill Paxton, not Bill Pullman. Bill Paxton.
The cool one.
The cool one.
The cool Bill.
Michael Biehn will be there. Get this. Paul Reiser is going to be there.
Lance Henriksen
will be there. Who else? There's eight in total.
I don't know all the names.
You should.
I don't remember all their names either, but Lance Henriksen, he's like been in so much shit.
He really has.
Yeah.
Game over, man.
So we have Carrie Henn, who played Newt when she was younger, Paul Reiser, Michael Biehn, Sigourney Weaver, Bill Paxton, Jeanette Goldstein, Lance Henriksen, and Mark Ralston.
I'll just add that they all played their characters when they were younger.
That's a good fact.
Well, I think Sigourney Weaver's always been the same age, right?
She doesn't age ever.
She doesn't age. I want her to sign something in Galaxy Quest. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. But all I have is the movie, so.
That's true. Time to buy a poster.
Yeah, I guess. Or go buy a Galaxy Quest Funko Pop.
I don't think they have those yet.
They don't? I thought they did.
Oh, that'd be cool, though.
I'm pretty sure they do.
You could bring they have an Alien Funko Pop, but it's not a Ripley yet.
I have an Aliens poster, or Alien, not Aliens. Yeah. Alien. Ridley Scott Alien.
She'd probably sign that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
If you give
cool.
her money, she'll sign whatever the hell you want, trust me.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah. They're there to make money, not to make
she
friends.
She could get a copy of Cabin in the Woods and have her sign that. That's what I would do.
Yeah?
Why was she in that?
Yeah.
In Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Cabin Fever for a second. I was like, why was she in Cabin Fever? But yeah, she was in Cabin in the Woods. That'd be great for her to sign. I'm sure she loved that movie.
Guess who else will be there?
Joss Whedon?
No. Fear Factory.
Oh, okay.
Dino and Burton will both be in
I feel like we mentioned this last
we might
episode.
Have. I'm going to go see them in concert Saturday, so I'm excited for it. At the Scout Bar.
Sounds exciting.
Going back there. Not for 11 hours, though.
That was a long day.
That was a long day. Yeah. But who else is coming to Comic Palooza that you're excited for?
I don't know anyone else.
Elijah Dushku?
Oh, Elijah Dushku is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. She can sign my Jane Silent Bob Strike Back.
That's true. She movie. Could. She very much could. What about Ric Flair?
The wrestler?
The wrestler.
Woo.
Woo. Exactly right. And looking at the guest list.
Whom else?
Ferrigno? You care about Ferrigno?
He's been there before, though, right? Yeah, he he's like a...
Like 2 years ago, I think he was there. Yeah, I did a quick interview guest. With him. It was very awkward.
Isn't Ming Chen going to be there
Ming
again?
Ming Chen will be there. Our good buddy Ming.
Are you still watching Comic mm-hmm. Book Man?
Lou Ferrigno has a hearing problem.
Yes, he does.
No, I know that.
Okay. I didn't know if...
No, I knew that.
Okay.
He's still awkward.
Though. Okay.
No, I know that. I'm not being insensitive to deaf people at all.
I'm talking to Lou Ferrigno, but he just won't answer me.
Do you hear the...
Lou, why don't you hear me?
He actually... I think he got cochlear implant, so he can actually hear much, much better now. He's still... He's not 100%, but he's much better than before, so... Technology, man. It's making a difference. Word. My uncle actually has cochlear implants, and he can actually hear much better now, too.
I have a friend who was a coworker of mine has a little kid who got one.
Yeah?
Yeah. So
that's cool. Because she can hear now?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Technology. Yay.
Woo.
But, I mean, there's a lot of guests coming up that are pretty exciting. So, I mean, this is the year to come to. It's not in May this year. It's in June. So, a little bit hotter in Houston. So, come indoors. Spend the day inside. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, we already knew we were going to do that.
Yeah, don't go outside at all in the middle of June. Don't go to a concert in an outside venue. Don't do that. Or in the middle of August here. Don't do that.
I do that every summer.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'm too old for that shit.
At least the couple of years, for the past couple of years I have, for Free Press.
Mm.
And I wanted to go to South by Southwest this year, but that didn't happen.
Yeah. I didn't go to this year. I've never been to South by Southwest, actually, truthfully.
It's fun.
I've never been either.
Having a good time.
I've never been, and I was actually, I don't remember who I was telling this to recently, but I don't even know that I want to anymore.
Why?
Because it's so fucking big, and I don't want to deal with that bullshit. Like, I don't...
Like, because of the traffic?
Basically, like, traffic and all that shit. Like, I don't want to fucking deal with it.
You know, book your hotel real early and stay downtown. Everything's in walking distance for the most part.
Yeah, I know, but...
I don't like people very much.
So. Don't you know I listen to metal music for a reason?
Metal music is supposed to make you happy, Lou. We're the most...
Oh, you were talking about Spotify not holding metal anymore? What was about
There's
that?
There's some rumor going around.
It smells like bullshit to me.
I think it smells like bullshit, too.
Yeah, because they released a report last year that the most popular channel on Spotify.
That's a misinterpretation of what that report said. And a lot of the metal blogs said that that's what it said, but that's not what that report said. It didn't say that it was one of the most listened to sections. It said that it was one of the most dedicated fan bases, which what that means is the record shows that people who listen to metal on Spotify listen almost exclusively to metal on Spotify. That's what that report actually said, is they listen to a lot of metal and not a lot of everything else.
True.
So
unlike George,
I listen to everything.
I mean, you listen to everything else. We can look at your Spotify list and we know.
You want to? I'll show it to you. All right, then.
What's the last five bands you listened to on Spotify?
Give me 2 seconds and I'll pull it up.
What about you? What are the last five bands you listened to
on Spotify? I'm actually not using Spotify anymore.
That's right. You moved to
over to Google Music. So I will pull that up and tell you who I've been listening to. We will have Flesh God Apocalypse on there because I listened to that
today. Yeah, so
today.
Recently played Flesh God Apocalypse. John Murphy, who is a movie score guy.
Okay.
High on Fire, Deep Purple, Red Fang, Electric Wizard, Valiant Thor, Orange Goblin.
Really?
Yeah.
It's more of that stoner metal.
Black Tusk.
Red Fang and Black Tusk.
Woe Fat.
Yeah, Wofat. They're from Dallas, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have like three songs that I like.
They're friends from them. They're friends of Project Armageddon.
Dew Scented.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah. No, that's correct.
Oh, okay. Okay, you have way more metal on your past listening than I would even imagine. What the fuck?
And then right after that, I have a 90s playlist.
That's the band that I interviewed or reviewed a long time ago. I think Dew Scented, in the first line I did in my review, it said, this band is a breath of fresh air.
They were pretty good. They have an album that I liked.
Yeah.
Wow. Then I thought, yeah, I should listen to them.
I've listened to a lot of...
What was that album called? And I can
tell
you.
I've listened to a lot of
power metal. Intermination is what it's called.
Okay, I don't know if I know that album.
It's their latest album.
Okay.
So yeah, go fuck yourself.
That is a lot of... You have proved me wrong, sir. You really have.
Oh, I lied. It's... Oh, yeah, it is their most latest album. I wasn't lying. Okay.
So I don't... I think that my... The Google Music app on my phone and the Google Music app on my computer don't sync my recent activity. Because I know I've listened to stuff since this. Cause I was listening to... Like, Flesh God Apocalypse was not on there. On
and I was just listening to them too, yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, on my phone, most recent listens are actually Beethoven.
Pretty metal still.
I like me some classical music sometimes. Karen Crisis, Gospel of the Witches.
Okay.
That was an album that came out last year that surprised the shit out of me. I really like it.
It's Immolation with her singing, basically.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's, I didn't know that. I'd never, like, this kind of came out of left field and it's different, but I really like that album.
She's always been different.
I don't even know who she is. Like,
you remember Crisis? The band Crisis?
Nope. So this totally came out of left field for me, but I really enjoyed it. Jex Thoth, Christian Mistress, Brimstone Coven, Witchcraft, Orchid, Electric Wizard. Guess what shit I've been listening to recently? Retro. The stuff that he's on his way to.
Yes, he is. You need to go listen to that MSRcast episode we did with Maurice, and all these bands were played. You would really dig that shit. I think so.
Okay.
It's if you said you were listening to Deep Purple, so it's just the next step.
He's on his way.
Yep.
I've always listened to Deep Purple, though, since I was a kid.
So, yeah, me too. I like Deep Purple.
Oceans of Slumber, Ex Mortis.
Okay.
Because I'm looking forward to seeing Ex Mortis play with Amon Amarth.
You know, I saw Ex Mortis a long time ago. The very first Spectral Manifest show was at a little fucking club, and it was Vector and Ex Mortis touring, and then they opened up, and he brought them in. Nobody knew who they were back in the day. This was like six years ago. Okay, my recently played artists were... I know we listened to Flesh God Apocalypse earlier. Fear Factory, Hammerfall, Dream Evil, Divine Ascension, Visigoths, who, if you haven't heard them, they're pretty awesome.
What kind of shit is that?
It's sort of power metal-y, but it's more like Grand Magus style.
So you've been in a trad power mood.
Yes.
That's what I'm seeing.
Sabaton.
See,
because
that's the other thing, is I've been listening to Grand Magus as well.
Yeah.
And they didn't show up on that list either.
Sabaton, Testament, Fairyland, which I didn't like. Halloween, Stream of Passion. I did not listen to Slipknot. Why the fuck is that on there? It's weird. I did not listen to Accept either.
He's lying.
I think I had on like...
Did you have a radio station or something?
I think I had a radio station on one day at work. Yeah. But yeah, exactly.
Joy's Attack's pretty awesome though.
Joy's Attack. Back to that. Cool. So, George surprised me by listening to more metal than I ever thought he would.
It's normally what I listen to.
Okay.
Unless I put it on shuffle, and then it plays a whole bunch of stuff.
So I think we said about 10 minutes ago we were going to wrap it up. Let's wrap it up for real this time. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. We are very close to our 100th episode next time. I can't believe we've made it this far. What I'm trying to remember which episode you started on, what number you guys started on.
We came in somewhere like
33. 70? What, the
30s? No, we came in the 30s.
Shit, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because I have, because if you remember, I Skyped in frequently for those recordings, and I had to record my side of the conversation until we got things figured out. And I still have some of those audio recordings, and they're labeled like Metal Geeks 34 and shit like that. I'm pretty sure that's right. Maybe it's 43. Maybe I have the numbers backwards, but yeah.
One way to find out, we can look it up.
Backtrack
it.
Yep.
So thanks to all the cool, different affiliates that carry the show. Metal Onslaught Radio is coming back. They were down for a couple weeks with technical difficulties, but they are back and they're going to be stronger than ever. The Blast Syndicate, Pod Bros, Houston Nerdcasting Collective, Altness, Nerdbong, ESO Podcast, and of course, MetalGeeks.net. That's where you can find all of our episodes. I think we're going to have some cool people from Metal Onslaught. There's a guy, his name is Josh, that drummer guy. It's a cool show. He does a lot of interviews, plays a lot of music. I think we'll have him on the show. He's a really cool guy. Just need to get more guests on the show, you know? Dobber needs to get on the show. We've already talked about it.
He's going to Europe. He's gone forever now.
He's bigger than us, so... So you can find us on, all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagrams at Metal Geeks. Big thanks again to our Metal Geeks Instagram guru, Bill, for, doing what he does and keeping us up to date with news.
With his movie reviews.
And his one sentence movie reviews. That's how I found out about what we're going to talk about on the show. I just go look at our feed and that's what we need to talk about. Pretty much. So you can find him as well on, I think his social media is, as well at...
Pop Mojo?
Pop Mojo.
Yeah.
Is it Pop _ Mojo?
Right.
So on Instagram and Twitter and all that good stuff. And of course, they can find George here.
At George Tripsis. Very simple.
And?
Oh, and also our comic book coming out. You can find us at Grey Bear Comics on Facebook and Twitter at Grey Bear Comics.
Yeah. So you can pimp that out. Come on.
Oh, we're working on a Kickstarter. We're very close to launching. We're expecting a April 2nd launch date. It's a horror comedy period piece, and it's written by me and Justin Corbett, who's on the Comical podcast. And it's been an amazing, fun ride so far, and I can't wait to share it with everyone and everyone to enjoy it.
Very cool. And what about all your endeavors?
You can find my kind of my personal stuff at Red Viking Dave on Instagram and Twitter, and we know about I Love Geekazoid. Just anywhere you can find I Love Geekazoid, we're on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. And I have a new project as well that is Haxan, which HAXAN. You can find Haxan Arts on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And there is an Etsy shop open, and that's going to be more of an outlet for me. It's going to be the same kinds of products as Geekazoid, but it's going to have...
It's more grim and more brutal.
It's a lot more brutal. It's much more metal. It's kind of...
For Brutal Dave.
For Brutal Dave.
It's for Brutal Dave. This is a much more personal project for me. It's a lot darker.
It should be called Haxan by Brutal Dave. That's what it should be called.
It sounds like a really bad cologne. But I do have to say thank you. One of the first pieces you produced as the new company Haxan was a really cool Baphomet for Bill's benefit for the auction, and it went for good money. And what's the name of it? We got to talk about the guy who spent $200 on raffle tickets and won almost everything. His name was John, and he's just started up a podcast. We need to get him on the show soon. He just basically interviews local Houston and Texas bands.
The show is the Texas Metal Show.
I think that's it.
That's his forte is Texas metal.
That's right.
Cool idea. I like that.
So yeah, we need to get him on the show, and we'll just talk about podcasting and geek out on different stuff. Very cool. And I think that's it. We touched everything.
I've got everything. Whoa. We always touch everything here.
Give me 10 seconds.
That's a callback.
And that's a callback.
All right. That's the end of the episode. Let's just shut it off there. We're done. Can't beat that.
And like always,
keep it metal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And keep it geeky.
All right.
Uber geeky.
Uber geeky?
Super geeky. Or metally geeky. Or brutally geeky. Does that work?
No.
Just geeky.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.